ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Vav. The Gemara says that even though the Torah answers Kelim of Midian, Kelim that have Tarfus Balua in them, Rabbi Yehuda says, Avodah Torah Elakadeira Bas Yoima. Vlav Nesin Tam Vav Gamu. We pass on the Nesin Tam Vav Gam is Mutter. So the Isser of using a Goyish Kli Midaraisa is only by a Kedera Bas Yoyma. So there's Machlokes Rishonim, what does it mean a Kedera Bas Yoyma? Rashi says, the first Rashi number on Ayin Vav, Rashi says, Bas Yoyma, Shabisha Ba'akum HaYoyim. Avisha Ba'etmol, Kvar Hefik Ba'tamo Belinas Laila. Rashi says, only if the guy used it today. If the guy used it yesterday, the fact that it was left, that the nighttime, the fact that the whole night you didn't use it, so that makes it tam lifka. That's mavor here in Rashi. Today's medayik this din in Rashi, that it's mashma that if you cook with a kli at 4 in the afternoon today, so tomorrow morning you already can use it. You know, it was not 24 hours between one use and the next. So enough that it went through the night to make it into lina. Taisa also brings this is the opinion of Rabbi Nutam, like Rashi, that all it requires is lina's laila, and you do not need 24 hours to make the kli usable again. This is an interesting point in understanding things. That the fact that when you use something that a kedir bas yoima is nesin tam l'shvach, and there she'ena bas yoima is nesin tam l'vgam. That's a mitzias. It's how much as if the food sits in the kli, the longer it sits in there, it's waiting around inside the kli. So then the food becomes not doesn't taste good anymore. It becomes inedible or less edible, less tasty than it was before. So we can understand that this is tali in a certain amount of time. It passes X number of hours. So now the food is no longer as edible and as tasty as it was before. According to Rashi, if you cook at 10 in the morning, you have to wait till tomorrow morning. You cook at 6 in the evening, you also have to wait till tomorrow morning. How many hours does it take for the food to become less tasty? So I didn't really see anyone that asked a question here in Svara on Rashi, but the Svara is difficult to understand. What it seems from Rashi, though, Rashi calls it a Lidas Laila, means that the fact that the night went through the night makes it that it's yesterday's food. Yesterday's food is no longer considered edible today. I don't know if it's a chemical thing that happens at the course because of the night, that the night makes the food less edible, or it's a more of a psychological idea about the food, that food for that yesterday's food is that's the food yesterday. It doesn't no longer tastes good today. So the fact that it was cooked yesterday makes that today it's not today's food. You need dafka the linas laila in order to make it nice and tam lefgam. It's very interesting svara. Which just calls lachar kamat from Rashi that a person is in a spaceship, in outer space, and there's no night. Then it's possible that it will always see asur midaraisa. You need the Rashi calls it. You need the night to make it. It's mechal, not an issue of time. So Rashi is a kula that even if it was not 24 hours, as long as it was yesterday, cooked yesterday, even in the afternoon, then already this morning, it's called a pgam. But it could also be a chumer from Rashi. And if there's no night, then it's always going to stay asur midaraisa. That'd be an interesting nafkamina, according to Rashi. This is the opinion of Rashi and Rabbi Nutam. However, most Rishonim argue, And they learned that what it means is 24 hours. You need, it was called meis leis, that in order to make the tam pogum, you need to wait 24 hours from the time that the tarfus was cooked inside, in order to make the tam no longer edible, no longer tasty. Only then can you use the kli midaraisa. That is the opinion of most Rishonim, that's what we paskin. Taisa says that holds like Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Hamachmir tavo elav bracha to wait 24 hours. But Allah we pass that you need 24 hours in order to make the tam into a tam pagel. And today's as a suffix here, according to Rashi, which part of the laila makes the tam into a tam pagel? Is it the beginning of the night? Dahainu, if you cook darfus at 5 in the afternoon, and then you wait until the night passes, so the night starts, shkir, tzeis, and then at 7 at night you cook in it, it already will be considered tam pagel. That's one possibility, Taisus says, according to Rashi. Another possibility, Taisus says, is you need soif laila. Dahainu, that the if you cook at 4 in the morning, so then you wait till 6 in the morning, and then the time is already going to be tam pagel. The thing that's cooked at 4 in the morning is, once the night ends, that tam is will be considered tam pagel. Therefore, the kli is mutar midaraisa. That's option 2. Soif laila is goyrim. Option 3 in Taisvis is kol ha'layla goyrim. You need the night from beginning to end. The fact that the tarfus was cooked in it yesterday in the daytime, and so tomorrow in the morning, well, the bliya will become mutter. Then it will be considered nice and time lefka. So again, the three tzadim are the beginning of the night, the end of the night, or the whole night. Those are the tzadim that Taisvis has according to Rashi. The Taz wants to bring a raya to this chakira from the din of Mariko Shtifa, which means that it's a unique din that was said by Korbanos, that a person cooks a chatos today, when he wants to use the kli tomorrow, so he needs to kasher it. The chamin and the tzoinin, it's additional din, it's not good enough to wash it out to do the normal way of kashering it, you also need to rinse it in cold water, a unique din that was said by Kachim. But the Yisrael din is that a person needs to kasher the kli before he uses it again. And the din was said on the next day. For that, the Torah today did not require me to do Mariko Shtifa. I can cook constantly today as much as I want. But by tomorrow morning, if I want to use the kli again, then I need to do Mariko Shtifa. So the Rishonim understood that the Yisrael of this din is because that the bli of the chatas and the kli will become nicer the next day. Chatas could only be nechal yom v'laylo. It can only be eaten the day that you bring it and that night. The next day, it's already nicer. A person that eats the meat of the chatas is chayiv karis. So therefore, because I have the bliya of the chatas in my kli, the Torah told me to get rid of it today, before tomorrow, because if I use the kli tomorrow without kashering it, so now it's going to have a bliya of nicer. So now, this din is everyone agrees is only chal the next day. It's not chal today. Which is, you have to see those sugyan zvachim and of tzadizvav, tzadizayin. Today, this is exerus akosuf, that the chiv is only chal the next day. Barakabonim, that's the din, that the chiv is only chal on the next day. When you want to use it the next day, then you need to kasher it. So ask Tzayzan Rashi, what's the reason you need to kasher it? Hare, at the time that you're using the kli, it's always going to be nice and tam lefkam. The time that I'm using the kli right now, so I bring my chatas on Sunday, and on Sunday I cook as much chatas as I want. Comes Monday morning, I need to kasher it. There's no need to kasher it, because all the bulias of chatas in the kli from Sunday, by Monday are tam pagum. So on Monday you can cook in it, and won't asher the food that's cooked in it on Monday. That's Taisa's question on Rashi. Bishlam, if we argue with Rashi, we say that you need 24 hours, and you understand very well. A person cooked the chatas at 4 in the afternoon. So on Sunday. So the bliyas are considered tam l'shvach until 4 in the afternoon on Monday. Because anything within 24 hours is a good time. Only after 24 hours it's not a good time. That's lagabe din in kasher. Gabi nice tam l'gabi, you need 24 hours. However, everyone agrees that a chatas becomes nicer the next morning. That if you bring a chatas today at any point today, so the next morning it becomes nicer. That's a pasuk. So without the din of Rashi, we understand why the Torah is mechayev me Mariko Shtifa. The Torah is mechayev me to kasher the kli, because the bliya of the chatas might still be a bliya which asers, because within 24 hours of my cooking of the chatas, but it's after the time that the chatas became nicer, so therefore you need to kasher it. But according to Rashi, that the time that the pliya becomes lefgam is the next morning. So then when, why should the Torah require me to kasher it? The chatas. The time of the chatas becomes a nicer is the exact same time that the bliya becomes time lifgam. So I'm always going to be okay. Today I cook as much chatas as I want. Chatas is a nicer. Comes tomorrow, the chatas becomes nicer, but also its time becomes lifgam. So they're always going to coincide. So why did the Torah require me to do Mariku Shtifa? So that's Taisa's question on Rashi. Taisa says it must be that in order to make the time into a time pogum, you need Linas Kol HaLaila. You need Lina of the whole night. So then it's very good. The Pasuk is talking about the Din Mariku Shtifa is talking about a case when you cooked your chatas not only in the daytime but even in the evening. Some of the chatas was cooked in the evening. So then, the next morning, it will not be considered tam pogum, because you used the kli also in the evening. But the chatas is already nicer the next morning. So now we have a case where the chatas is nicer, but it is not yet a tam pogum. That's Tosfos once explains the Rashi's mechiach in Rashi that it must be that you need linas kol alayla in order to make it nicer. The Rosh, and he brings this down, he adds on, that therefore the Torah requires Mariku Shtifa in all the kelim, even the ones that you did not use in the night, because of the ones that you used at night, so sometimes it will become nicer in the kli, so therefore the Torah required you to do Mariku Shtifa in all of the kelim. The Rosh goes further to say different teretz and tesis. Says the Rosh that really when it's nifkam, it's mutter min haTorah. Really, it could be, according to Rashi, we could agree to the question that it's always going to be a tam pogum. It will always be a tam pogum, and therefore you're really eating something that's mutter. But Nikol Malkum says the Rashi, "Gzeres hakazav hu shvir b'kli cheres, mariku shtifa b'kli nechayshes." That it's gzeres hakazav that you need to do mariku and shtifa. Midi dahalia mariku shtifa shi gzeres hakazav, afilu kashibas yoyma. The Rabbi Tzaynein and Rabbanu Shtifa Yeserta says the Rashi could be that the Torah requires you to do Mariku and Shtifa. At least one of them is really unnecessary in order to get rid of the Bliya. The once you did Hagala, you kashered the Kli, then you don't need to wash it out again. Washing it out in cold water isn't necessary to kasher it. And yet the Torah requires me to do that. That dinim rikon shtiva says the Rosh is gzeres hakasuf. It's not to get the kasher the thing will answer it. Just this is the way to kasher the kli before you use it again, even though you've already gotten rid of the tam. So it could be that mice the tam is always a tam pogum, and yet the Torah still says you need to do rikon shtiva. Asks the Rosh and Cain, how does the Gemara learn out from here that you can't kasher a kli cheres? Klicheres says, "Don't do Mariku v'shtifa; rather, you break it." No, we're anyway not talking about getting bliyas of iser here. The whole thing is gzeres hakasuf. So, how do we see from here that klicheres cannot be kashered? Answer is the Rosh that in fact we see that the Torah lemaisa by a metal kli said to do Mariku and shtifa, and by a klicheres Torah said to break it. It must be that klicheres is not kasherable. Here, the kashering isn't only to get rid of actual iser. Here, the Torah it's like stamets, it's exerce the cost of the kasherit in ways that would not normally be necessary. But the fact that the Torah says you cannot kasher a kli cheres, rather you break it, it must be that the klal that when you have iser in a kli cheres, you cannot kasher it, rather you have to break it. So this is the tirutim of the Rosh, the Chabrashi. Taisa again, as we said, Taisa was mechiach nisat firash. You need lidas kol halayla. The Rosh added in Lefiza, therefore the Torah require Mariku and Shtifa and all of the Kalim, because there are those that will be Asur. And the Rosh is there, and Rashi is, I know, it could be that Lemaisa, you never have a problem of Bliyas and Isser, but then Mariku and Shtifa is Xer Sakosuf. The Ran, however, gives another teretz to this question. And even according to Rashi, by the time that there's a din of Mariku and Shtifa, the Bliya will already be a Einu Ben Yoimai, and no one asks for the food. The Ran says that's not Shver Bechlam. Says the Ran the following, because the Ran says that I've already explained. Says the Ran that when we say something is nice in time of gam, it doesn't mean that it's eino royal agir, that it's inedible. That said, the food is edible. Just it makes the tarayus taste worse. That's what we learned earlier on Daf Samach Zayin Samach Ches. That's the opinion of
the Ramban, Rashba, Ran, and that's what we paskin, the Nezin Nam Levgam doesn't mean that it's inedible, just makes the food taste worse. So if you could take out this blia from the Deif Nekli by itself, says the Ran, the food is usher to eat. I have tarfus inside of my kli. The guy cooked in it yesterday. I have tarfus inside my kli. So the blia itself is usher. Just anytime that I'm going to cook in it, it will make the food in my pot, it will make it taste worse because of the blia. The food would taste better without that blia of yesterday's food in it. But the blia itself is usher. So it says the Ran, therefore the Torah was mechayiv me to get rid of it. Torah was mechayiv me to kasher it by a kli nuchayshes and to break the kli by a kli cheres. That's its form of getting rid of it. The Torah is mechayiv you to get rid of yesterday's blias of Isser. So it's true you need blias of Isser. Not like the Rosh who said it's a gzeiras hakasher that even though it's not Isser. You need Isser. But the food inside the kli is Isser. Even though it has a heter of nice and tam levgam, but the food needs an atzmai, the bli in the kli itself is a bli of iser. So therefore the Torah is mitzav you to get rid of it. So that's what the Ran says. So the Torah in the Rosh Hashanah that I count that it's not going to aser the food that I'm cooking in it today, so there's no reason to need mariko ushtifa. And the Ran says, no, even though it will not aser the food you're cooking today, as long as the bli itself is a bli of iser, Torah said, go get rid of that bli. Can hear there's a machlekes here, and what they don't get there of Mrika and Shtifa and Shira by Kli Cheretzes. Tayyaz in the Rush held that it's be said, it was said to kasher the Kli, to use the Kli again. You want to use the Kli again, it has to be kashered before you do that. And Kli Cheretz, you can kasher it. So as Baker said, on the next food that's being cooked in it, that food is going to be Nesar from the Bliya that was here before. So in order to make this, the today's cooking Mutter, I need to kasher the kli, and that's Ayidei Mariku Shtifa. And therefore they held that on account of that it won't aser, the bli of yesterday, today is going to be nice and tam levkam, and it's not going to aser, so there's no reason to require Mariku Shtifa. But the Ran holds no. The Ran holds it was a din that was said on the bli by itself. The Ran calls it as like beer nicer. When you have nicer itself, the Torah is mitzav you to get rid of the nicer. If you left over the part of the carbon, so you have to get rid of it. The meat, you have to get rid of it. So too, the nicer that's in the Daif Ne'akli, the Torah is mitzav you to get rid of. Just the way to get rid of it is different. By nicer, you have to burn it. By when it's in the Daif Ne'akli, so in the Kli Cheres, you break it. And in the Kli Nechayshes, you kasher it. You do Mariko Shtifa. But it's a way to get rid of the nicer. According to the Ran, it's dealing with the nicer itself in the Kli. The Fita is in the Rosh, it's not getting rid of the nicer. You don't have to get rid of it. What the din is that in order to that it shouldn't answer the other food that you cook in it, therefore you have to make sure to get rid of it. Charekam had a simple nafkamina between them. It's what happens if you cook a carbon in a kli, in a pot, and then you don't want to use the pot anymore. You have no interest in using it anymore for food. Now you're going to use it to store something else. You can store your soap in this, your toys in this pot. Do you have to do Mariko Shtifa or not? According to the Ran, you do. Because the bliya that's inside is a bliya of nicer, you have to get rid of it. According to Tesis, and it would seem Pasha that you don't need to. The only problem is for the next food that's going to be put in. If the food that's put in is if there's no food that's going to be put cooked in it afterwards, so there's no need to need Mariko Shtifa. Oh. That was all the chidushin that came out from the opinion of Rashi that the din of Ben Yoima is totally in Linas Laila. However, la halacha we hold that you need. You need 24 hours. Now the Gemara, right afterwards, that's another question, another point. The Gemara has another question. Once you have a kli, it's not a ben yoimai, so you should be allowed to use it. Right? We're not talking about kachim, a regular kli that you're cooking your food in it, your chulin type of food. So if the food, if you get the pot of a goy, and the pot is no longer a ben yoimai, so why do you need to kasher it? It's not going to answer your food that you're cooking in it. Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Kedera She'ena Bas Yoyma, Shum Kedera Bas Yoyma. That if we allow you to cook in a pot, which is not a Bas Yoyma, so you'll also end up cooking in a pot, which is a Bas Yoyma. And that's why, Chazal Midrabonon, we answered using this kli. So this Gemara has many, many things that we can learn out of this. A lot of Yesodis, in the Yonim of Kalim, and in the first is on the question of the Gemara. Gemara says in the kind of Eilach Lishteri, if now it should be mutter because it's always never going to answer your food. So the Ra'ah in Berak Abayis, and Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Ra'a asks that if we'll lefi the opinion of the Rashba and many Rishonim, that Nisan Dam Levgam is really Roy Lager. The Bli itself is Roy Lager. Just what? Just it makes my food a little bit less edible. So says the Ra'a, if I right now I have a bliya inside my pot, a bliya of, and it's Issa right now, as we said a minute ago from the Ran, if you would have a way to take it out of the kli by itself, make a little hole and just take out the bliya by itself from the kli, suck the bliya out of the kli, if there would be a way to do that, so it'd be Issa. You're eating an Issa deraisa. Just the food that you cook in later is going to be mutter because it's a minayis and time lefka, but the bliya itself is a bliya of Issa. So asks the Ra'a, so how are you allowed to lechatchila go cook in this pot? It's before in the Gemara that midah raisa, you're allowed to cook in the pot. Only midah rabbanan we ask her. Midah raisa it's a mutter. Hare ein mevatlin iser lechatchila. You have an iser that's balua inside your pot, and now that you're cooking it other food, so you're being mevatel the iser that's in the deifni akli into the food. You're causing that it should come out. Now that you heat up your soup, you're causing that the bliya inside is going to come out and go into your soup. So you're now you're mevatel iser lechatchila. How are you allowed to do such a thing? Says the Ra'a, Lefimi, it's good. I hold that Nais Nam Levgam mean that it's Eino Roy Lager. So it's inedible. Pasha, you don't have any Isri B'chlal. So therefore, there's no problem of Mevat and Isri L'chatchila. But you, the Rashba, hold that it is Usr. Just, it's not, the Tarevis, it makes the Tarevis a little bit worse. But be aside, the Bliya is Usr. So in the Cain, why are you allowed to cook with this Pat Midah Reis? That's the Ra'a's question on the Rashba. So it's a good question. The Rashba Mishmeres Abaye says that firstly, who told you that the din of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila is an Isser D'Oraisa? Maybe it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Maybe only Midah Rabbanan, you're not allowed to Mevatlin an Isser, but Midah Raisa you're allowed to. So the Gemara's question here was Midah Raisa. Midah Raisa should be mutter, because there's no problem of being Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. That's one time that the Rashba has in the Ra'a. The Rashba says something else, that even if we'll agree to you that Ein Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila is a din D'Oraisa, says the Rashba, that's only when the Isser is Be'en. And you could, if you want, you could be Mevatel, you could be Mevashel, the Isser by itself and the Heter by itself. You have a piece of Nevela, and you have your Cholent. You could cook each one of them by themselves. And you decided to throw the Nevela into your Cholent. So what gives you the right to do that? The Torah doesn't want you to go be Mevatel Isser, to go find a way, a kosher way of eating Nevela. No, it's also to be Mevatel and Nevela. But here, says the Rashba, there's no other way to use the kli unless the Isser comes out. So when I do this, I'm not using this kli because I want to get the tam of the Isser inside of my food. No, Pasha, this is my chalent pot, and I have a bli of Isser inside. But now I want to cook my chalent. So I'm using this pot because it's my chalent pot. Not because I'm trying to get rid of the bli of Isser. And then there's no din of Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. So it seems that the Rashba, the din of Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila is because of your bad kavanas, trying to get rid of the Isser. So when you're just using it because you want to use the kli, so there's no problem with Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. And but the Ra'a held no, that any time that you intentionally go and Mevatlin the Isser, that's always that till Isser comes Mevatlin Isser L'chatchila. Now that's going to be the question in the Gemara. But now the Gemara answers that gzeira k'deir she'ina basayma atu k'deir mishum k'deir basayma. And we answered it because of the gzeira of k'deir basayma. So Taisus asks a very important question. Taisus asks on Mikan. Asks Taisus, what's the difference between the kli and the food? If I cook food in a k'deir she'ina basayma, food is a mutter. Because it's the time that goes in is time pogum, so the food is mutter. But I can't use the kli. Why did Chazal only ask me if using the kli, and they didn't ask me if I'm eating the food? Or mitzacheni, if they allowed me to eat the food, why did they not allow me to use the kli? That's the question of Taisus. So Taisus answers that it's only what goes into the kli. When I have a treif kli that the guy used last week, so when the guy cooked the food in it, the good time went into the kli. He cooked some good yummy tarfus, went into the kli. The time of the chatzil went into the kli is time of Isser. So now Chazal told me that because the time is time of Isser, so I always have to treat the kli as being Isser. Even though right now, after a day, the time became pogum, because the time originally went in, be surai, So therefore, I always treat the kli as kilu the tam is still there be isura. That's legabe the kli. Ashengin the food says Taisus. When I cook with a kli she'eno ben yomai, and the tam goes into the food, which tam is going into the food? Tam of heter, tam pogum is going into the food. So in order to answer it, I have to look at which tam went into it. If tam of tam lishvach went into it originally, even though right now it's going to be pogum, we say that the original iser doesn't change. But if the tam that originally went in is tam pogum, so then it was never nesar and the tzeis is being mutter. That is a teretz of tzeis. L'chayr one could have said a different teretz to the question of tzeis, as the goyis ashri is ma'ir here that one could have said a different teretz l'chayr. That maybe the whole din of that we asked a k'deir she'ena bas yoyma atu a k'deir bas yoyma is only din l'chatchila. We're never going to answer anything v'di'evet. We said l'chatchila, you shouldn't cook with this kli, which is e'ena bas yoyma. But Chazal never came to answer anything v'di'evet, if you could use the kli. So for sure it's mutter, because l'may said tam pogu. So that could have been, that's how we could have said the difference between the k'deir and the food. The food is always a question of v'di'evet. I already cooked food in this pot. So now the question is, can I eat the food or not eat the food? That's a question of v'di'evet, and that we did not answer. Hashem came the pot. I want to go now to decide to cook something with the pot. That's l'chatchila. And l'chatchila, we did not allow you to go to do this. That's what we made the gzeira. That would have been another simple terror to the question of tesis. However, that goyis ashri says that we cannot say that. We can't say that's the difference. Because what happens if tarfus is in a kli cheres and it's eino ben yoimai? So the din is that you can't use a kli cheres at all. You have to break it. You have to get rid of it. You can't use this kli cheres. Haribai kli cheres, it's a question of bidiyevin. Now because Chazal asked me, I have to get rid of my kli. And yet Chazal, that's what Chazal said, that you have to get rid of the kli. You cannot use it. So we see point says that goyis ashri, that this iser of Einu ben Yoimai, Atu ben Yoimai, it's even an Isra b'di'evet. So that's why I tell you that to say another chiluk, and a different chiluk. And the question is which tam came into the kli, or the food. If a tam that's pogum came in, then it's mutter. If a tam that's not pogum came in, then it's asr. Then it always stays asr. So point out that what would come out enough kamina from this is, let's say you have a treif kli, that's Einu ben Yoimai, and you're cooking something and it's the food is mutter, or more nogetos, you have a milcha kli she'enu ben yoimai, and you're cooking something fleishik in it, so the food is mutter, right? Because the tam pogum is going into the kli, and then you stir while the food is on the fire. The soup is on the fire, you stir it with a spoon. So the soup itself is mutter. What's the din of the spoon? Do you need to kasher the spoon? Hurl of your choices. You do not need to kasher the spoon, because just like the food is mutter, because the tam that goes into the food is a tam pogum. So also the spoon is mutter, because the tam that's going into the spoon is a tam pogum. So it would not need to be kashered. That's a pashas, what should come out of our tesis. However, this is not so pashas by the poiskim. Just to mention one place, l'mashal, where you see this, is the Taz brings, and Smitzadihe brings to the Marashal, that if you cook vegetables in a milchuk pot, which is not a ben yoimai, so you can't mix these vegetables with meat. If they get mixed with meat, they're for sure mutter. Because it's a tam pogum of milk that's in the vegetables. And therefore they're mutter. But l'chatchila, to go mix them with meat, it's aser. Because the einu ben yoimai, we l'chatchila, we have to answer einu ben yoimai, kilu it's a ben yoimai. That's what the Marashal holds. So that's the charnal like artesis. Charnal of artesis, we see that artesis, the chiluk is between whether the tam goes in is tam pogum, the tam that goes in is tam meshubach. That's the gnaf kamina. But when we ask even b'di'evet, and when we're matur, l'har matur even l'chatchila. There, the mavur not that way. The mavur that even when the tam goes in is tam pogum, but for some we still are not matur l'chatchila. To go use it, if there's a way to eat it without mixing it in meat, you could eat it by itself. So there's a way to eat it without mixing it into meat. So that's called l'chatchila, and we should not use it. That's the Mahalach Mechudosh. But the Pashta Smartes should be that when the Tana goes in is Tam Pogum, then Ramatur even Lechatchila. Oh. few other nafkaminas and points on this din of Zerah to Kli Sheinu Ben Yoimai. First is the Rash Mutar Sabayis and the Flamin Vav Mal Aleph. Rashba says that they were machmir by treif kalim, you can't use them, even when they're not b'nei yoiman. Says Rashba, it's not only when a case is b'leia isura. Like tarfus here, the goy's kli, which the goy used for tarfus. So not only in that case, when it has actual tarfus inside, do we say this gzeira of einu ben yoimai, atu ben yoimai. Says Rashba, even in a case when it's b'leia heter, like chametz, a kli is b'leia chametz in the whole year, which is mutter to eat chametz the whole year. Chametz only asher on Pesach. And yet it's before in the Gemara in Pesachim that you can't use your kalim in a way of Einu B'nei Yoyman. The Gemara says that Kli Cheres, you have to break them. You can't use them on Pesach. Why can't you use them? Wait 24 hours and then use them. Elamai, because of this gzeira of Kli Einu B'nei Yoyman atu Kli B'nei Yoyman. So it says the Rashi that even though it was Boilea Heter, but I still done that, it's going to become usher later on. When the bliya that it got, lamaisa, was a bliya of heter. The shaita, what went in, was chametz, which chametz in before Pesach is mutter. But because klapi Pesach, chametz is aser, so therefore this bliya is aser. The Rashba is magdir, that I look at it, the kilu the bliya is ben. I look at this kli she'enu ben yoimai, I look at it, kilu it's a kli ben yoimai, kilu you cooked in it today. If you'd cook chametz in it today, so it'll be aser. Because the bliya ben will give tam into whatever you cook in it right now. So even though it's an einu ben yoyimai, I still look at it ki'ilu it's a ben yoyimai. That's the Rashba says. And therefore he says in Nafkamina that it's also usher to cook in a milcha kli she'einu ben yoyimai. It's usher to cook in inflashiks. Because even though it was a teira bola, it was by leia milk, which is mutter. But because I darned ki'ilu it's a ben yoyimai, so now it's ki'ilu I'm cooking inflashiks in a milcha kakli, which is a ben yoimai, which is going to asher the food, it will create batzer b'chalav. So together, the way the chazal asher the kli is by looking at it kilu to ben yoimai. That's the chiddush of the Rashba, and that's the body we pass in that way. It's also to cook fleishiks in a milcha kapach, which is ein ben yoimai. The Ra'al Maisa argues, though. The Ra'al and Berak Abayis over there argues on the Rashba. And he says that they were only machmir when it's yisura bola. But when it's a teira bola, so they did not make the gzeira of Einu Ben Yoimai, Atu Ben Yoimai. Taisus, it's not, the words Taisus might sound a little bit like the Ra'ah, but I don't think there's any right from Taisus. Taisus says that Shishakdeira Hoyeba Isser Gomor Trila. Taisus says whether it's Bele Isser or not Isser. So the words of Taisus are Isser, but Levdafka means the Ra'ah, and it's only when it's a case of Isura Bola. Taisus means it was Bele something which was a Tam Lishvach. That she didn't gain the food, which is Bele a Tam Pogum. So then there's no din to answer it. One last point here is the Dogomir Vava. Dogomir Vava in Siman Kufchav Aleph says a Chiddush. We imagined in yesterday's daf that Machalik Rishonim in what the Gemara says that Magilon Umarbilon Vein Tahirin, that you only table the kli after you kasher it. So today's sheet is that it's Lav Dafka. There's no seder at all. You can Chatchila Tevel and then Kasher. That's the opinion of Taisis. The opinion of the Ravid is that Lechatchila wants it first Kasher and then Tevel, because it's the Tevel of Sharis B'yadai, but B'diyevet it's Kasher. And the opinion of the Rashban that it's even Ma'akev B'diyevet. If you Tevel before you Kasher, then it's not a good feeling. But it's possible in the Shulchan Aruch that we should at least Lechatchila, we should Tevel before, we should Kasher, before we Tevel. So Dogamir Rav says in Chiddush that this is only by a kli ben yoimai. But by a kli she'ena ben yoimai, says the Dogamir Rav, there's no issue d'araisa. Hari l'chatchila mi d'araisa, you'll have to use this kli l'chatchila. But so mi d'araisa, there's no problem with sheret to be other. There's no sheret. Hari you can use it l'chatchila. I be mi d'rabbanon is usher to use. Enter to the Dogamir Rav, afilu mi d'rabbanon ein kan sherets. Says that even Midrabanan, it's not the gedra of a sheretz. They didn't make the kli into a chesed yisura. The kli lo ilam is mutter. There's no problem in the kli mitzaratzmai. It's a gzeira in that if you rely to use this, you also might end up using a kli ben yoimai. But the etzem in the kli, there's nothing to aser. The kli mitar etzem is entirely mutter. This is the opinion of the Dogma Rabava, but it's not so clear that the Rishonim hold this way. We mentioned earlier that the Rashba in Teres Habayis, Rashba says that also in a fleshik patch in a ben yoma, you can't cook milchiks. The Gemara is only speaking about Isura. Rashba explains because the geder of the din of not using a cliche in a ben yoma, Rashba says, "Royin anu oisak ilu oimi b'shivchoi shulei latiru lechatchilo emia." That these klapim lechatchila, using the kli, we look at ilu the tam is the shvach. So we still see the tam of the iser as being inside the kli. Then Taisim Sachem and Aflamet, it's mavur. Tais says there's a difference between an iser muksa, which doesn't have a sheirish in deraisa. The shenkin iser of using a kli sheinu ben yoimai has a sheirish in deraisa. That's trying to Taisim. Taisim Rosh speaks that out there clearly. What does Taisim mean? Because it's a gzeira atu ben yoimai. And a ben yoyma is asher midareisa. So the getter of the gzera was looking at the enu ben yoyma kilu to ben yoyma. So that's why it has a makar in dareisa. This iser. There's a sherish in dareisa. Fida dog amir vava lachar. It's an entirely new iser. Really, everything is mutter. It's the same time lefkam. Just because we wanted to make things go smoother, that you shouldn't ever make a mistake. So we said never use a treif kli. But beside there's no sherish b'chlal on the kli. But the Shemitz Mashmanishna that we look at the Midrabanan, we look at that there being a sheretz, and therefore also on a kli she'enu ben yoimai, you would need to kasher it before you title it. But that's what should come back from the Rishain. Another point in the sugya here is the Gemara asks a seer from our Mishnah to a Mishnah in Zvachim. In our Mishnah, it's before that you need to do libun on a shvud and an askula, a shvud and an askula, which are things that are used in the fire, a spit. It's used mamish in the fire. Then you need to do libun in order to kasher it. And the Mishnah in Zvachim says that it's enough to do hagolah. It's enough to kasher it with hot water, boiling water. You don't need to do libun, which is putting a fire on it, in order to kasher it. So the numerous mahalchim in the Amorayim had to answer this stira between our Mishnah in Avodah Zarah to the Mishnah in Zvachim. I'm just going to mention two. Rava says that it's with the side of kol yom v'yom nasa giul l'chaveirai. Every day when you're cooking it again and again, so that it never comes to an iser, because the bliyas always come out into something else. So it's true you never actually kasher it. The Mishnah in Zvachim, it's in order to kasher a shvud and an askola, you need to do libun. The Mishnah in Zvachim, because you're constantly cooking things that are mutter. The thing that was cooked originally wasn't an iser yet. What was cooked in it was a heter. It was shvamim, a chatos. Currently it's a heter. Just it will come to a point of being nicer. But right now you're cooking it in something which is mutter. So before the time that it became usher, you cooked it in something else. So the bliyas went out into that new food. And the Gemara asks on Rava, that imkain, you know, you didn't even need to do hagol over there. If every day kol yom yei nasa giul lechaveiroi, that the bliyas come out from one to the other, then you should not need to do hagol, because you already have all the bliyas have come out into the new food. So you're never going to become usher. So you shouldn't even need to kasher b'chlal. Versus kasher nechanami, that's shver and Rava. If you're Rava, you should not need to kasher it. That's the opinion of Rava. Just in the Kudim Shat, the Ritva asks that Rava asks a question on Abaye that it's not doime to Marika and Shtiva b'tzaynin hagala b'chamin, and then Rava gave a new answer. And then the Gemara asks Rava that if you're Rava, why do you need to do hagala? Imkain, Rava is like the worst pshat of all the Amorayim. We're coming to answer a stira that our mission says libun and the mission there says hagala. And if you're Rava, you don't even explain why it says Hagala b'chlal. You don't according to Rava, it should not need Hagala. And the Gemara, we ask at the end, Kasha and Rava, the Gemara doesn't say Tiyufta. It's a Kushya Tzuma on Rava. What was Rava thinking b'chlal to say the Teretz? That's a matter of pshat in the way Rashi learns the Suya. But Akoponim, that's the way Rashi learns that the Fir Rava, because of the Yisoid, of Kol Yom Yom Nasagiyu L'chadeirayim, so you should not need to Kasha b'chlal. The second tarot of the Gemara is, the last tarot of the Gemara is Rav Ashi. That Rav Ashi says that there it's a terabala, and here it's Yisurabala. When it's Yisurabala, so you need to kasher it, you need to do libun. When it's a terabala, so it's enough to do hagala, that gets rid of most of the tam. And then afterwards, you can you're enough, that's enough. Ask the Gemara, it's true that it's a terabala, but that ter eventually will become Yisura, because eventually it's going to become nicer. when you're cooking it after the time that you cook a chatas on Sunday, and then you cook it in again on Monday, so the mice said that if you didn't actually kasher the kli entirely, so the bli of the chatas that's in chamad on Monday is a bli of nicer. Answers the Gemara that be'idna the kapolit lo'isali suri be'ine. The time that it's being pilot, it's getting rid of the iser, so the iser is not here be'en. So the iser is not be'en, so then there's no problem of nicer. This is a very important yisayit you see in this Gemara. This is yisayit in many inyanim in Yerideya. The difference between Isura Bala and Atera Bala and Atera Bala. That well, there's a difference when a bliya, when something is already usher, so I just need to as long as some tam from that iser goes into the heter, it's got to usher it. Because whatever iser was there is going further on, and it's ushering the heter. That's when something is Isura Bala. When we have cases that are called the hetera bala. Two main examples is our sugya here, that nicer, that a karban was originally mutter, and then at a later time it will become nicer. But at that time, the time that it's becoming nicer, it's the iser is not here, the iser is not ben. And another famous example is basar b'chalav. If you cook something parif in a flayshik pot, so now it has tam of basar in it. It has, if you cook milk in a fleishik pot, ben yoymai, the milk is treif, it's basar b'chalav. If you cook something parv in a fleishik pot, so it also the chayr becomes fleishik. Your potatoes now became fleishik potatoes. If you now go put these potatoes in milk, so one would say l'fum riata, that the potatoes are usher, because the potatoes have tam of meat, and now they're being put in milk, so they should become usher, because it's milk and some fleishiks combining together, and now they became usher. But the loch is not that way. The loch at Suyin Chulun of Kuf Yud Alef Mem Beis was known as Nat Bar Nat, because the tam is called the tam sheni. The tam that goes into the there is, you cooked meat in the pot, so the meat into the pot is a tam rishon of the meat. The potatoes are a tam sheni of the meat. So now you put them in milk, which is already a tam shlishi. So then it doesn't have an isra of basar b'chalav. That's called Nat Bar Nat. Nat Bar Nat is mutter. The potatoes are lebaisa mutter. However, all the Paiskim say, and Rishayim already say, that it's only by not of heter. When you had meat, tam of meat and potatoes, so that tam of meat is makes the potatoes fleshik, but doesn't make them usser. So because there's tam of heter, so then the potatoes don't make an isser of usser b'chalav. But if you cook treif in a pot, and then you cook potatoes in the pot, and you put the potatoes in other food, then for sure that food is going to be usser. Because the tam of isser always stays usser. That's, it's similar to Yisayit in our sugya. We'll explain it in a second. Then when I have this spit that I use on the fire. So if it's Bileya Isser, so until I'm kashered entirely, I get rid of all of the tam, then it's always going to answer. And She'im Kain by Hetera Bola, if it's Bileya Heter, so then as long as I do Agola, and I got rid of most of the tam, so now from now on there's not enough tam to create the Isser of Meiser. When the tam comes out, there is a little bit of tam left. It's not, if there'd be no tam left, then even by Yisura Bala would be okay. If Hagola would get rid of all of the tam, then there's everything would always be mutter. Hagola doesn't get rid of all of the tam, but it makes the tam very, very weak. So by Isser, even a weak tam of Isser asers. By Shein Kain, by Heter, a weak tam of Heter won't become nicer. So the Bir Advarim, what's the difference between Heter and Isser? So Rishonim say that when you have a case of heter, like here by nicer, you have to be mechal, it has to be created an iser nicer. Chatos b'yisoy is mutter. Chatos, yesterday is chatos, today becomes nicer. So when the meat of the chatos is around, it became nicer. But now I have a bliya of chatos here. So I want to say that the bliya, the thing that's coming out, it should be chalanet iser of nicer. It can be chalanet iser of nicer. The tam that's so weak, it's not enough of a remnant of the chatos, that it can be chalan at isra of nicer. And a similar thing by basar b'chalav. If you have a spit of meat, and then you do hagala, and then you cook something milchik on it, so also an aser, because I have to create isra of basar b'chalav. The amount of the tam of the meat that's left in the spit after you do hagala is so little, so it can't create a new isra of basar b'chalav. That's what I'm looking to create an isra. But when the only thing I'm looking to do is to an issue that with the issue already exists, I just need to say that it goes on further. I'm not creating the Isser, just the Isser is transferring, so that as long as there's any time left, and it's Shishim, that it can give time, so it will give time to the next thing. But to create an Isser, I need to say that the time is in its strength, in its full-blown strength to create the Isser. Once I've minimized and weakened the ability of the tam, like by us, when you do Hagala and something which needs Libun, or like the sugya there of Nat Bar Nat, which is a weakened tam of the original tam, so then that cannot create an Isser. This is a very important insight in Taruvus, Basar B'Cholov, in Isser V'Heter, that there's a difference between Hetira Bala and Isura Bala. So let's just bring out an interesting nafkamina, Lamaisa, from this. What's the name on Pesach? I use my spit to broil my chametz, and on top of the barbecue, I stick a spit into my hamburger bun. I put it on top of the barbecue. So now my spit has bleas of chametz. Ala ish. So it should need libun. Or says the Raita, no, it does not need libun. You want to use it on Pesach? It's fine. As long as you do hagol, it's okay, because chametz is a terabola. So now you want to create Itzer of chametz in the Itzer of chametz now is coming out on Pesach when you're using it to broil other things on the fire on Pesach. No, the chametz is a terabola that can create the Itzer of chametz. That's the opinion of the Ravid. However, almost all the Rishonim argue on the Ravid. They say no, that there's a difference between Noisar and Basar B'Chalav on one side and chametz on the other side. Chametz, say the Rishonim, it's always chametz. It's not a question of creating a new shame. The shame of chametz is there the whole year. Chametz is always chametz. Just the Torah only answered chametz on Pesach. But I have now bleas of chametz in this pit. And I didn't get rid of all of them. I only do Hagol and not Libun, so there's still bleas of chametz left in my spit. So there's chametz there. So now when I use it on Pesach, I don't have to create the shame chametz. Chametz is there. But until Pesach, chametz was mutter. Now on Pesach, chametz is usher. But it's not creating a new isra, a new shame of a new mitzias of chametz. Chametz is there. That's not similar to chatos. Chatos is mutter. Chatos, you cook a chatos today, it's mutter. Tomorrow the chatos becomes something else. It has a new shame of nicer. It's not like chametz on Pesach. Chametz is always chametz. Just Torah only alternate for 7 days a year. Torah says chatos is always mutter, and nicer is always usher. But now, this piece of meat, yesterday was chatos, and today I want to say that the chatos that was here yesterday became nicer today. At kama that it was a terabola, so then I don't see that the chatos of yesterday is becoming into nicer today. So I can't create the shame nicer on this piece of chatos. And similar by Basar B'Chalav. Basar is mutter and Chalav is mutter. I have to create a new mitzvah called Basar B'Chalav. If each one of them was mutter, so when there's a weaker tongue, it does not create this new mitzvah, it's called Basar B'Chalav. So now let's go back to the pshat of Rava. Rava said a different way to answer the stira. That the Mishnah in Zvachim, the reason it's mutter there is because kol yoyim v'yoyim nasa giyu l'chaveray. When you cook the chatos in the next day, or shlamim the next day, so then the tam goes out, and then there's no more tam left, it doesn't answer. So the Rashba is very bothered by this. The more as soon as it takes time on the few Rava, you don't even need Hagolah. That the more asking me, Yahya Hagolah lo liboy. So the Rashba is bothered. The Rashba in Chidushim and in Teres Abayas and Aflam in Chesam and Aleph. Rashba says that how did Rav answer Koyum Yom Nasa Giyu Lechaveroi? The Maitzam, in order to kasher, you need Libun. That you see in our Mishnah. The way to kasher, the things that go in the fire, in the spit, is with Libun. So how does the next day? How does it get rid of the tam that only comes out a day libun? And now she says, I have another thing shver. The Gemara says other places that by kli matchis cham iksosay cham kulay. That when part of it gets hot, if you only cook itzer and part of it, you need to kasher the whole thing. All of it becomes hot when it's being cooked, and you need to kasher the whole thing. So says the Rashba, when you're cooking on the first day, you're cooking a karban with this spit. You're roasting it on the fire. So the tam goes to the whole spit. Everything has bleas of Isser on it. Then the next day you go and you roast on the meat's only on a part of it. So you only kasher at most that part. That part where the meat is, and there the tam goes out. But the rest of the spit that had no meat in it, where is the tam going out to? There's no tam doesn't go out. So how do you kasher that? How does that become kasher? Says the Rashba, that it must be the pshat in Rava, is that a vada is not going to kasher the kli. A vada, when we look to if a kli that needs to be kashered, then we won't say that payom liyoyim nasa giyul l'chaveiroi to get rid of the blias of the kli. It doesn't work. Rava only said his vert by here when it was hetera bola. When be'etzem the chatos is heter. It has to, the next day we want to know, does it become nicer or not? So here Rava said a svarim that if you cook something else on the spit, even though you didn't kasher it in any way, you're not going to kasher it. But it's enough of the tam goes out into the next thing that's being cooked. So now what's left in the kli, there are blias that are left in the kli. You didn't get rid of all of those blias. But on those blias, it can't be chal, the iser of nicer. So the vidu rashba, the terrors of Rav is similar to Ravashi. Just Ravashi said you need to do it at the hagolah. Rav said you don't even need to do hagolah. Because you're always cooking on it the next day. So then it's kashered even without doing any hagolah on it. There, most of the time goes out into the thing that's cooked the next day. And the rest of the time that's left can create an iser of nicer. Says the Rashba, this is similar to the din of Nat Bar Nat, which you just mentioned. The Gemara says in Chulin that if you cook something pariv in a fleshik pot, so now you can mix it with milk because it's the time. There's not enough time of meat in the pariv thing to create this sort of basar b'chalav. So to hear enough time went out into the thing that was cooked the next day, so it doesn't create this sort of nicer. This is the Chiddush of the Rashba. And with this, the Rashba says, a Chiddush halacha l'maisa. Says the Rashba, you cook in a fleshik pot today. And now afterwards you take out the fleshik thing that was cooked, and you cook something parav in it. You cook yirakos, you cook vegetables in this pot. And now you want to cook milk in the same pot. Says the Rashba, mutra l'chatchila. Because even though it's a fleshik kli ben yoimayv, a fleshik kli, but because between the meat and the milk, you cooked vegetables, so now you got rid of most of the tam of the meat that's left in the pot. There is a little bit of tam of meat left. We won't disagree with that. Because you didn't actually kasher it with all the dinim of kashering that you need shishim and all the ways of kashering it. You didn't actually get rid of all of the tam. But it was nigra, the amount of blias of iser in the pot, of fleshiks in the pot, so we can't create an iser of basar b'chalav. When you have treif, a davar, it doesn't work. That's of our Mishnah. A shud and askalah of a goy that was used with tarfus, so then you have to kasher it entirely aydei libur. But when it was only hetera bala and it's coming to create a new iser, so then we say that then we could use this kul of kol yom v'yoyim nasagiyu l'chaveiroi. You cook something else in the middle that minimizes the blias of iser of chatas or of meat in the kli, so that it can be chal an iser later on. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba. The Tur and Simin Tzadi Gimel, Yerudei Simin Tzadi Gimel, brings this Rashba. Shulchan Aruch leaves it out. The Machlek is there in the Taz and the Shach and the Kudus HaKesef. Do we pass like the Rashba or not? Kupanim, that's the Chiddush of the Rashba, takes out of our Sugya. Another point in the Gemara is the din of the Sakin, the knife, that in the Mishnah says, Sakin Shofa Vihi Tahira. And in the Gemara, this brings a member of Rukva Bar Chama, that Noyatza Asarapam in Bekarka. So two Rishonim and Rashi, whether it means you need to do both, or either one is enough. The Rishonim hold like the second Lashon of Rashi, that either one of them is enough. It's enough either to do Shifui or to do Ni'itza. The person say that nowadays if you clean something with a Scotch Brite, the way that you meant that you scrub it with Scotch Brite, with a sponge, Scotch Brite, with a steel wool, Scotch Brite, when you wash your dishes, that's similar to this Shofar or to an Ni'itza, Sarapam and Bekarka, and that works. That works to for that works to kasher it. Then the Gemara though says a hagbala, that this only works for things that are cold. Only lachdoch boitzayne. Only works for things that are cold, not for things that are hot. And you had a sakan that was used by the guy for some numerous things, even for things that were hot. And now you want to use it. So if you don't actually kasher it with pouring hot water on it, you just by scrubbing it off. That only works for things that are be'en. Whatever is be'en, the actual food that got stuck on the knife, that got stuck between the holes in the knife. So So when you clean it off very well, you stick it in the ground. So that will get rid of all the mamashas of ein on it. But any bleeds that there are in the kli, that it will not help to get rid of. So that's the mavur in our gemara that you need to do for kol. You need to do ni'itza asar upon it or shafa. So a few points about this din of kashering for kol things. And firstly, is the Tesis in Chulin and Afchesim Mebeis asks a stira that in our gemara it's mavur that you need to do as nitzah sarapamin. And there the Gemara says if you shech the behema and ends up being a trifa, you didn't know that, but you thought it was a kosher. And then after you shechted it, you checked the trifas and you found out that was a trifa. So you obviously can't eat it because it's a trifa. So now what's the din of the knife? You might say you use the knife to cut a behema which is trifa. So the Gemara there says that you have to wash it off, or if you have a handkerchief, you could just wipe it with a handkerchief and that's good enough. Ask Stasis, why is it different than our Gemara? Our Gemara says that to use it for cold things, even to use it for cold things, you need to do ni'itza sarapamit. There's the Mavur that is just enough to wipe it off. Stasis there says two terutzim. First terutz of Stasis is that treifa is a one-time thing. You shecht it, it's your shechita knife. Normally you shecht the hemus which are kosher. When one time, one out of 10, one out of 100, you shecht the behem which is treif. So because it's not something that was used constantly again and again for an iser, so it's enough to just wipe it off and it's okay. The sheng in the sakim of the goyim that the goy used again and again with tarfus, so then you have to really do a lot of work to get it out. Then you need itza sarapam and bekarka. That's the first heretz of thesis. The second heretz of thesis is the Rabbi Nutam that our gemara we're talking about the knife of a goy, and the goy in his stomach use it for hot things. So because it has bleas of iser in it, so then I need to do more to get rid of the tam. Because it's more, things are more, got into it better. So in order to get rid of it, I have to really work hard and scrape off all of the iser. Hashem came by shechting a behema. Gemara says there in Chulin that beis hashchita is not reteach, that the heat that there is in the neck of the behema when you shecht it is not called reteach. So therefore it's enough with wiping it off with a handkerchief. You don't need to do an itzah sarap amit. The Teretz Rabbi Natan obviously needs explanation in Pashup Shat, because the main difference we know between hot and cold is that hot gets bliyas into the kli. It's balua inside. So Mashenkin thinks that it's only used with cold, so it's not going to be balua. So here, you're not getting rid of any of the bliyas. In order to get rid of a bliya, you need to kasher. You need to pour boiling water on it to get out bliyas. When you do a sarap amit bakarka, you're not getting rid of any bliyas. So why should there be a difference between hot and cold? Teams of Rabbeinu Tam held that the heat, not only does it make bliyas, get things blue inside of the kli, but also the be'en gets deeper in into these cracks in the knife. So it's harder to get rid of them. The heat gives the tam more ability to get stuck into the kli. So for the bliyas, you're actually not getting rid of it. That's why you only are allowed to use this knife to cut cold things. You can't use it to cut hot things. So when you use it to cut hot things, so the bleeds are going to come out, and you never kosher those bleeds. But to use it for cold things, so then it's enough. But because the guy use it with hot things, so the be'en got more stuck in the kli, so you need more work to get out that be'en that's inside of the kli. Another point is, when we say that you can use it for cold, does it mean for any cold, or does it even mean for a davar charif? Davar charif, before in the sugya in Chulin, daf kuf yud beis, like onions and other things that are charif, they have more of an ability to get rid, to take time out of things. So when you kosher this knife by sticking it 10 times in the ground, can you now go and cut an onion with it? So the Rashba says that you can. It brings right from our sugya that Shvor Malka cut an esrig, and esrig says the Rashba is a davar charif. So we see that an itza works even to cut a davar charif. That's what's passing in Shulchan Aruch. In your idea Kuf Chafalev Siv Zayin, that it works even for Darav of Davar Charif, and Makar is the Rashba. However, the Pesachei Tshuva brings there from the Tuas Shar that Tzeizin Chulin argues on this. Tzeizin Chulin holds that cutting Asarap Amim does not work for Davar Charif, and an Esrik is not called a Davar Charif. It's a Machalikas Rishonim in general, which things are called Dvarim Charifim and not Dvarim Charifim. It says Esrik is not called a Davar Charif. So in case we don't have a raya from our sugya that an itza works to cut a davar charif. And the last point in that this Nidav Ne'itza is the Rashba and Chulin and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The Rashba there asks, from Gemara we had earlier in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Tes, Gemara says that you can't eat Kirit Shel Chiltis of a Goy, because even though the Stam Kalem of a Goy are not B'nei Yoiman, but it's Machal Yilei L'Shvach, because the Chiltis is so strong, it makes the Tam into a Tam Meshubach, and therefore it assers. That's what Gemara says. Asks the Rashba that if it wouldn't be that this chiltis would be so strong, then it would be no problem. You'd be allowed to eat it because the kli is not a ben yoimai. Asks the Rashba that there's still mashus of ben on the kli. Even the guy used the kli last week. The only time that einu ben yoimai works, says the Rashba there. It's machlokes, but that's the Rashba says, and that's what we paskin. The only heter of einu ben yoimai that we have in our sugya and by us and dafayin vav is only when something is balu inside of the kli. Something that's left, remnants of food that are on the kli, that even an eino ben yoimai is aser. So why is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes only worried about the bliyas in the kli? What about the food that's the knife that has some ben on left on the kli? Says the Rashba, here we're not talking about a person in his house. We're talking about a chenveni. We're talking about a person who sells the things. Chenveni, he's running a business. So he wants to sell good food. Stam chenveni mekanchen keileyim. Normally a chenveni, before he actually uses the knife again, he'll clean it off. So I don't have to worry that there's mamashes of food on the knife, but he'll clean it off. So that's why I'm okay. And the only chashash is about the bliyas. Chenveni obviously does not kasher his kli. The goyish chenveni, obviously not going to kasher his kli. So the Gemara was worried about the bliyas. But about the food be'en, on the kli, there's no problem because the chenveni mistama will wash off his kli. Ask the Rashba, but mistama, most chenvenim don't stick their knife in the ground 10 times before they use it again. That mistama not. So I read the Gemara says by us that a knife, a treif knife, because we're worried about the be'en on the kli, in order to get rid of this mamashus, you need to stick it in the ground 10 times. And if you can't, you can't use the knife. So the ma'aser right now, even though the stam chenveni is mekaneach kelov, but if the stam chenveni does not stick his knife in the ground, so how can I now eat the food that he cut with his knife? Hooray, he didn't stick it 10 times in the ground. Says the Rashba, that is muchach, that our whole gemara is only din lechatchila. B'diavad, there's no problem. If you have a knife that you cut with it tarfus, and then you wiped it off a little bit, and then you go and you cut with it food that's kosher, the food does not become treif. But lechatchila, in order to use the knife, we want you to get rid of mamish, to make sure you get rid of all of the be'en, and that's with sticking it 10 times in the ground. But b'di'ezer, that will not aser. That's what the Rashba takes out to answer his steer from the Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Tes. Our Gemara says the Rashba that it must be that the din of ne'itza is only din lechatchila. So now this din is not mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, whether we pass like this Rashba or not. Someone pointed out to me that it's a chorim muhach in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, in your day, Simin Sarivav, that if you have a fleshik knife and it's not mekunach, it's not cleaned off, and then you cut with it milchik, it will aser. So that as it passes in the Shulchan Aruch, it's mavur that it's enough to clean it off. To neitza, so you don't need. Mavur that's only legabi, it's enough to clean it off. Cleaning off, it will not no longer aser the food, but it does not need neitza. So maybe one will think that bechlal in of neitza wasn't said between basar and chalav. Maybe the din of neitza was only said by tarfus, but not by basar b'chalav. But the ma'aseh says before in the shach not that way. The shach in the end of Siman Peites, the shach says that if you cut your meat and then you want to cut bread, and with the and you're going to eat milk with the bread, so you need neitza before you cut the bread with it. So again, fleshik knife, not only directly between meat and milk, but even there's bread in the middle. I have a fleshik knife, and now I want to use it to cut bread. This is nogel ma'aseh very often. You want to use your fleshik knife to cut something parif. So says the shach, you need the itza before you cut the parif thing, because you might eat it with bread. Before that, even the gabi batzer b'chalav, we hold that you need the itza. So in Cain, why does the Shulchan Aruch paskin that if you didn't wash off your knife, didn't clean off your knife, then you will asher the food? Mash that cleaning off is enough. Chay you should need the itza. It's muchad v'pasin the sin of the Rashba. The only time that the whole din of our Gemara, Tanin Itza, is only din l'chatchila, but b'diyeved does not aser. So again, just to summarize quickly the three dinim that we learned in the din of Ne'itza, Firstly, we brought the two drachm of teis and chulin and dafches and medbeis. Whether when you that you need itza is only by things that are one first drachm of teis is only by things that are used b'tadirus with treif, not b'mikra with treif. And the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam was that only when it was used with hot treif, then it needs an itza. If not, it's enough to wash it off or to use just a shmata to clean it off. That's good enough. That was the first point. The second point was machlekes, the Rashba and the Tesis, whether an itza works to allow you to cut a davar charif or not. The Rashba says that you could cut a davar charif, and Tesis says not. And Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rashba, that you could cut a davar charif. And the third was the Rashba and Chulin and Davches, that the Rashba says the holding of an itza is only din lachatchila. But the evidence, if you did not do an itza, will not ask for the food. And it's l'charmucha that we pass in this way. One last thing about the knives is that our Gemara was talking about using a knife to cut cold things. And that's, we say, ni'itza or shifoi. That's what you need to kasher the knife to use it for cold things. What happens if you want to kasher a knife to cut hot things? You want to kasher you want to use this knife to cut hot things. How do you need to kasher your knife? The Rishonim ask a stira. And the Gemara in Chulin and Avchesim and Beis and Teisefta is before that you need libun. You need libun. You need to put a fire on in mamish until sparks fly out. That you need to do to kasher a knife to cut hot things. Mitzacheni the Gemara Pesachim and Daflamid by kashering knives for Pesach. There before in the Gemara that is enough with Hagolah. Just pour boiling water on them and that's enough. You do not need libun. So do knives need Hagolah or do they need libun? So Teis by us brings this question. Teis brings the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, which he based on the Yerushalmi, that it's a difference about a big knife and a small knife. Small knife, it's enough with Hagolah. It's enough with Hagolah. Because how do you use a knife? You use a knife to cut meat, or to cut whatever you're cutting. So it wasn't used on the fire. Normally a person does not use a knife on the fire. So it's enough with Hagolah to kasher it. Mashein Kane, a big knife, you stick the meat in and you put it inside of the barbecue, inside the grill. So then it got Bliyas Alo Eish Mamish. So because it got Bliyas Alo Eish, so then you need Libun. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. A knife that's mistama the guy use it to be used on the fire, so then needs libun. A small knife, which normally is not used for that, so then it's enough with Hagolah. The Riva asks on Rabbeinu Tam, that it's true a small knife normally is not used on the fire. But sometimes that's a knife that's available, or the guy might have used this small knife also on the fire. So how do we say that it's enough with Hagolah? What about the good possibility that once in a while the guy uses knife on the fire? Interesting, Rabbeinu Tam Yisayid, that we go with Rav Tashmish. By Kalim, in order to kasher a kli, we have to don what's the normal use of a kli. If the normal use of a kli, of a small knife, is not to be used on the fire, even if it's true, we know that once the guy uses it, ala ish. That won't shter. Because the kli is be'etzim a kli for things that are not ala ish. So that's what the kli is. And therefore it does not need libel. This is the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. And might be passing this way in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, Arachayim, Simitofnun Aleph Sivvav. This then, that we go with the Rav Tashmish of a kli. It's one afkamin that you said here is a kli that's sometimes used on the fire, but mostly used off the fire. So it's enough with Hagolah and not Libun. In Shulchan Aruch, there was before another nafkamina, even more Nogeya nafkamina to this. A kli which is normally used for cold things, and once in a while you use it for hot things. So if Rav Tashmishai is betzainin, so it's enough to kasher it. You don't need to do Hagolah even. It's enough to kasher like you kasher things that are only used for cold. Only used for cold. You clean them off and you wash them, and that's fine. You don't need bechla to do Hagolah, because you go with the Rav Tashmish of the kli. So now the Paiskim bring the Chubas HaRashba and the Ramam Yipanu, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it there in Tafnun Aleph, Sifkatan Memvav. This whole kula going with the Rav Tashmishai is only when we don't know for sure that it's a ben yoimim, and stam kalim are not ben yoimim. I'm kashering a kli which is mistam and not a ben yoimim, so then I could say if Rav Tashmishai wasn't cold, so then I don't need Hagolah. Or if Rav Tashmishai wasn't hot and not on the fire, then I don't need libur. Then I can use this kula of Rav Tashmish. But when I know for sure that it's a ben yoimim, and I want to kasher and use it on the same day, so for sure it doesn't work. because lemaisa it has blias of hot in it. Reish tashmisha is for cold, but today it was used with things that are hot, and it got blias. And I want to use it now for something that's hot. So how could I go and use it? Hare, the blias that are inside are going to come out, and I know and those are blias of iser. So then I have to, even if it's only a miu tashmish, if it's a ben yoimai for that tashmish, then about I need to kasher it in that way. If it's a ben yoimai to use with hot something hot, so then I would need hagola, and it's not good enough just to clean it off. But so what's the whole kula of Rabbeinu Tam? Was that I'm kashering a kli which is einu ben yoimai. Kashering a kli which the guy used an einu ben yoimai in a way it's more chomer, use it ala ish. So this kli, as long as it's einu ben yoimai, so because the rave tashmish of the small knife is not ala ish, so then I don't need lib. Chayrut sarug beer though. The din we saw by us in the Gemara that the din of a kli she'enu ben yoimai is a gzeira atu ben yoimai. If this kli would be a ben yoimai for that tashmish, so then you would need libun. If we know the guy used it yesterday aloish, so if it would be a ben yoimai, I would need libun. So now it happens to be yesterday, not today. But a gzeira atu when I'm kashering the kli when the guy used it on the same day, and then I would need dafka libun and not hagala. So why is it enough with hagala? It seems like that even though the reason of the gzeira is gzeira atu eino ben yoimai, atu ben yoimai, but because right now the kli is not a ben yoimai, etzem the kli should be mutter right now. So what's the chash? If everyone starts using kelim without kashering them, you'll end up using them when they're a ben yoimai. The normal use of the ben yoimai of this kli is not ala ish. We're not worried about actually that maybe that this kli, if you would have used it yesterday when the guy finished using it ala ish, then you're going to come to an iser. We're not worried about what actually happened, that the guy one time used it ala ish. When we say that, Chazal were worried that if you never cash your kalim, you just always wait to the nana ben yoimai, and then you use them, so people won't be careful, and they'll start using kalim which are ben yoimai. And then we'll have big problems. That's mamish aser. That chashash of the kli using ben yoimai is for the reif tashmish of the kli. If a person would use a small knife of a guy, which is a ben yoimai, so the main problem that he's going to run into is that he needs hagala. It's true, 1 out of 100 times he also would need libun. For that, we weren't chayshish for it. We're chayshish that if we allow you to use a small knife of a guy, you'll end up using it also when it's a ben yoimai, and we'll ask your food. So he said, do hagala, because mistama, the small knife of the guy, when it will give you problems, the way to fix those problems is with hagala. That's why I can use the raiv tashmish of the kli. That tells me what it is. And I wasn't worried about those cases when the guy happens to use it for ala'ish. The chash is only for the normal case when the guy uses it, which is with not ala'ish, and therefore it's enough with hagala and ad libra. Last point here in this din is chiddush of Rav Osner. It's not chiddush, it's chare pashut. That when we say you go with the right tashmish, says Rav Osner, it's you look at all the tashmish of iser that you use it for, and you decide if right with that tashmish is done ala'ish or not ala'ish. Then if it's Ravid is not ala ish, then it's okay. But says, let's say the following case. I have a knife, a small knife, that I normally use not ala ish. One time I use it ala ish, for whatever reason, I use it ala ish. And it happens to be that one time that I used it, it became treif. I put it ala ish and it became treif. I was cooking a piece of treif meat with it. Says Rav Elzer, in that case, it needs libun. It's not enough with hagala. Because the tashmish that uses it, beheter, isn't on mashpia bechlal. I have to look at the tashmish of Isser. If right, the tashmish of Isser is not ala'ish, so it's a type of kli, which the way of kashering it is with hagala. Here, my kli was never needed to be kashered until today when I use it with tarfus. What created the chi of hagala, the chi of kashering? That I use it ala'ish with tarfus. In Cain, the way to kasher it is with libun. Because the requirement of kashering comes from a shimush which is ala'ish. That's Rav Osner in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Vav, Simen Kuf Tezayin. There also has many nafkaminas with chomet and Pesach, things that are used not with chomet and with chomet, that you go with the Rav Tashmish is defined in how you use the chomet in them. The fact that you use other heter in them, that doesn't require bechal to kasher for Pesach. I have to decide how I use chomet with this kli. And then I go with the Rav Tashmish of this kli. Adkan for today. Ha'adun Allah HaSuchar Zepoyal, Sligaloch Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Hashem in this perek. We're going to learn a lot of Yesodus in Isra Veheter, and in many other things, in Schiris Poyalim, in Yayin Nesech, and the Mesechta as a whole is very, very Choshev Mesechta. Mazel Tov to all of you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.